in congressional testimony 5 years ago, insists
I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
CBS's Scott McFarland says Comey's indictment is highly unusual.
Once you break a norm, once you shatter a standard, which appears to have happened here, it does become much easier to shatter it again, according to multiple former Department of Justice officials who've reached out to me, all of whom say this is a significant case, no matter what the disposition.
CBS News has confirmed that Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has launched an FDA review of mifepristone. Dr. Celine Gounder is a CBS News medical contributor.
So why is HHS scrutinizing mifepristone now? Well, honestly, it's not complicated. It's because mifepristone is used for abortion. The best medical evidence right now continues to show mifepristone is safe and effective.
Abortion rights advocates are worried the FDA could restrict access to the pill, even in states where abortion is legal. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of generals and admirals to a meeting in Virginia next week.
Retired General Wesley Clark says a meeting on such short notice and of this size is rare.
800, 900 generals and admirals, that's a lot of people.
But Vice President Vance doesn't agree.
It's not particularly unusual that generals who report to the Secretary of War and then to the President of the United States are coming to speak with the Secretary of War.
And President Trump doesn't think it's a big deal either.
The fact that we're getting along with the generals and admirals from all, I'm the President of Peace.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge says he will rule soon on whether to toss out two prostitution-related charges that Shaunda Combs was convicted of in July. CBS's Jerika Duncan was at Manhattan Federal Court.
Combs walked in wearing a tan jailhouse outfit, if you will. His family and friends were there. There were some people who had never been inside the courtroom, friends of his, to see him in this way, but they came today.
Human remains found in a remote wooded area near Leavenworth in Washington State have been identified. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We have received our DNA results back from the Washington State Patrol's crime lab from the items that were recovered last week. That would be the clothing and also the human remains. We are glad to say that those remains do come back as a positive match for Travis Decker.
Decker was suspected of killing his three young daughters during a custody visit. Their bodies found in a local campground on June 3rd. June 2nd, this is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com today.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule, and responding to Jim's long emails. Leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC at Dell.com/AI-PC. Tell those ahead, stay ahead.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies? Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source, root metrics data, United States, 1H2025. All rights reserved, trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
A renegade squirrel in a Northern California neighborhood is picking fights with its much larger human neighbors. Odyssey San Francisco's Mike DeWald reports.
Posted signs around this Lucas Valley neighborhood warn of this unruly squirrel trying to bully numerous neighbors while they're out on a walk.
Multiple people have been attacked by this squirrel, sort of out of the blue.
It's happened frequently enough that everyone is on the lookout.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We're all talking about it.
One of those coming across it, Joan Heplack.
Suddenly a squirrel jumped on my leg and started biting and scratching me.
The likely culprit, says Allison Hermance with Wild Care, a squirrel raised by a human and not equipped for the wild.
You are putting that animal in danger.
Mike DeWald for CBS News, Marin County.
Starbucks says it is closing hundreds of stores in the U.S., Canada, and Europe and laying off 900 non-retail employees so it can focus resources on its turnaround plan. The Seattle coffee giant would not say exactly how many stores it is closing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight, a light breeze out of the west, and morning lows of the upper 50s. Friday, we'll see a few clouds gathering. Otherwise, quite a bit of sunshine still. Highs of the mid-70s. Continued warm and dry heading into the weekend.
It's 60 at our studios. In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up
your mind. Have a drink, have a try. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
From Radio Park to Sturtevant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Far away.
I want to. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Wake up, please, Susie, and weep. The movies
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
You remember the way it used to be.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The whole world looks upon the side.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Oh.
what a song we'll sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Lost and searching, I find
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Former FBI Director James Comey is under federal indictment, charged with one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice related to Senate testimony he gave almost 5 years ago. His reaction?
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
President Trump publicly called on the Justice Department to take the action. Correspondent Erica Brown is at the White House.
The president reacted to the indictment on Truth Social, calling Comey, quote, the former corrupt head of the FBI, adding Comey is now at the beginning of being held responsible for his crimes against our nation. Attorney General Bondi issued a statement saying, quote, no one is above the law.
The White House says it will fire federal government employees rather than just furlough them if there's a government shutdown next week. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports on Democratic reaction.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Democrats won't be intimidated by the threat from the administration and said they'll agree to a deal to fund the government if Obamacare tax credits are extended. They're set to expire at the end of the year.
Cancel the cuts, lower the costs, save health care.
The president dismissed those demands.
President Trump is imposing new tariffs. He's putting import taxes of 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% tariffs on heavy trucks. Trump cites national security. Federal investigators say the shooter who attacked an ICE facility in Dallas was targeting immigration agents. More from CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca in Dallas.
The FBI says 29-year-old Joshua Yon mapped out Wednesday morning's ambush with internet searches of Dallas County DHS buildings and apps that track the presence of ICE agents.
Delta Airlines is making changes to its Airbus jets to stop toxic fumes from leaking into the cabin. Our Michael Wallace has the update.
Dr. Robert Harrison has treated more than 100 flight crew members.
And it gets into their brain and can affect the other parts of the nervous system.
Now, the journal reports Delta is replacing the auxiliary power units in the tails of its Airbus jets. Those units can pump the toxic air into the cabin when the plane's two main engines aren't running.
Residents of Southern California are getting some answers about the response to devastating wildfires at the start of the year. CBS's Carter Evans says a report cites lack of resources and an outdated emergency alert process.
The report stopped short of assigning blame, but found plenty of factors that created delays both in the emergency response and in providing alerts. 31 people died in the fires. More than 16,000 structures were destroyed.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, causes uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. Learn more this World FTD Awareness Week by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help.